Blog Talk Radio.
I know radio probably ain't gonna play this, but chopper going off in the hood, man, like Afghanistan or the Gaza Strip somewhere, man. Yeah, we hear so much, we probably know to it by now. After all, it's the American way, right?
Home of the brave and free.
It's America.
Free just to murder me.
Land of the handgun.
Land of the beautiful.
Home of the shotgun.
Cursed by the hate we throw.
You're dead if you ain't got one. You said it the home of the brave, I guess. I said it the home of the cage and the vet. All alone with the J, fucking yay, cause he's stressed. On phone with the pet, fuck the spray from respect. I learned from the bed, you to stay in the jet. Brought work from the vet, burn a rubber in the vet. This is good as it get, you to play with the rat. Then I got older and learned, stay away from the wreck. God bless you, nigga. The hustle up and make eight figures. Turn from a goon to a great young nigga. Don't complain that you're doing what it take, young nigga. I was raised in the decade, I hate young nigga. I would dodge your police because they hate young nigga. And we hate them too. 38 him shoot. How to change the system or take him through. He ain't a killer, but he will if you make him. Do a homicide here, right there, put him on trial. Let him have a life in it, then do it with a smile. And he only 19, he ain't even had a child. And the child told him, mama, he'll be gone for a while. And she cried, see her, did you put him inside? Now she all on her own, cause her other son died. Listen to the politician as he lied, and he lied. He a snake in a suit, trying to hide in the sky.
Home of the brave and free.
Well, damn, officer, what I do?
Free just to murder me.
Now, hold on, man, don't shoot, I live over there.
Land of the beautiful.
Hey, hey, man, what you doing, man?
Cursed by the hate we throw.
How many times did that happen to you? What the fuck you know about being a black man in America? And you wonder why we walk around strapped? Fuck is you saying?
Hey.
For the stars and the stripes, cause the bars in the pipe. Young nigga rolling weed and a cigar he could light. Bang red, either blue, selling hard in the white. Live by the gun, never run from a fight. Trey Bun in the hoodie, walking through a neighborhood. He didn't do shit to buddy, he didn't have to die, did he? I guess because his dad was a judge in the city. They didn't want him in the pen with the thug that could get him. A jury of his peers said all were forgiven. The cup on the mind, right or wrong, I'ma kill him. Fill him with the lead like the put Martin Luther King head. Like the kill Mac and Matt, Edgar Hoover did, yeah. You can catch me in the hood where they shoot niggas at. They don't know if neighborhood or the Hoover did, yeah. With the power rules of VLs or GD with me, we down the upright from the OG.
Home of the brave and free.
Don't get it fucked up.
Free just to murder.
If you ain't found something you willing to die for, you ain't fit to live.
Land of the beautiful.
To get something you never had, you must be willing to do something you never done.
The hate we throw.
I'ma die by my
hand.
Over the prisoner, more than the people who got to keep the children from becoming prisoners. That makes sense. Tell me why 9 ounces of crack get you more time than a rate right now. Tell me why the crazy white boy can tote a gun, but I can't right now. Yeah, I had felonies, I done did dirt in the street, but I ain't never gave to nobody that deserved it. You know what I mean? I ain't never ran no public play with no pistol shooting no innocent people. I ain't never ran no school killing no kids. Man, this is the result of you refusing to deal with the issues at hand. Product of the environment you place us in. We ain't do it. We just live through it.
Home of the brave and free.
Got a message to my people.
Free just to murder.
Stop
me.
Waiting on folk to help you. Help yourself. Start
land
with you.
Of the beautiful.
Get yourself out. Reach back. Get somebody
cursed
else out.
By the hate we throw. Is this the
new? And that's the way we gon' get ahead, man.
Sitting
around waiting on the government to do something for us ain't gon' never happen. Probably they don't give a fuck about us. Hell is you doing?
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, all praises are due to Allah, the Lord of the Worlds, Master of the Day of Acquittal.
We thank him and we give him praise for traveling 9,000 miles on his lonesome
who seek, save, and assist a people for whom no divine warning or guidance had come to prior. And when he got here, he made the wisest decision any human being has ever made. And that is when he anointed and appointed for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad to be the eternal leader to his eternal nation. And I would be remiss in my duties if I did not thank the two of them for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It is in their holy, righteous, and noble names that I would like to greet everyone under the sound of my voice in the nation's salutation words of peace and paradise. Assalamu alaikum. Dear family, I'd like to start off this broadcast as I start off all of my broadcasts, and that is in the spirit of gratitude. I'd like to first thank Allah, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, for if it were not for those men and their sacrifice and their teaching, I would have absolutely nothing of value to say. And I would further like to extend my gratitude to the Initiative Network, Pamela Muhammad and Brother Maurice Muhammad, for believing in their brother enough that they would afford me a spot every Saturday to freely express myself and whatever concern I may be having on that particular week. So, dear family, as you know, a couple of weeks ago, I did a show about the false flag operation that was the Las Vegas massacre. And the reason why I said it was a false flag, the reason why I said that it was a hoax, is because a lot of the quote-unquote official information doesn't add up. It doesn't add up how a man who wasn't seen with any bags on camera footage somehow managed to have 33 guns in his hotel room. It doesn't add up how Vegas has just as much, if not more, cameras square foot than Washington, D.C. And yet, no one was able to see Stephen Paddock get those guns into that hotel room. And now, perhaps the most questionable factor about this entire ordeal is that had accounts of that horrific night that differed from the government and the media's quote-unquote official story are winding up dead. The count last time I checked was 7 people, and tonight we're going to go through all of those people's names so that way we can hopefully get to the bottom of this. Another situation that I wanted to highlight is that Flint, Michigan has been without water for years. And a couple of months ago, maybe just under a year ago, indictments started being handed out because people wanted elected officials to be held accountable, and rightfully so. But as you all might imagine, some key people that were leading the call to get these people indicted have wound up dead. And if you study the white man's history and you study their nature, you know it is not far-fetched for them to kill people who oppose them as they try to perpetuate and execute their many, many conspiracies against the people, particularly black people. So I entitled tonight's show, Tying Up Loose Ends. Now, what does it mean to tie up loose ends? It means to deal with the minor consequences of a previous action, to tidy up, finish. So basically, when you tie up a loose end, this means that after you do your dirt and you analyze the situation, if you get wind of a person that could potentially expose you in that plot that you just committed, you do the silence to. I've heard of situations where they may allow a person's car to pass. They may visit someone's mom. But usually, when a person gets ready to tie up a loose end, it means that they have to kill someone. And anyone that knows me knows that I have absolutely no trust of the U.S. government. I have no trust of the media. I have no trust of white people in general. And I would not put it past them to kill people, whether they be black or white. Because one thing you have to understand about white folks is they'll kill some of their own to cover up their dirt. So let's not be under any illusions about that. And another thing is, you know, on social media, anytime I start talking about false flag operations or hoax, you know, people always want to say, oh, well, man, you know, people really died there. And all that does is serve to show and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that people don't really know what a hoax is. A hoax doesn't mean that people didn't die. A hoax doesn't mean that something didn't physically go down. A hoax implies that a situation didn't transpire the way that it is officially reported. A false flag operation doesn't mean that another country did something. False flag operation means that this was reported by people. I mean, pardon me, that this was committed by people who have, in many cases, been elected to keep. All you have to do is trouble yourself to do some research, and you'll find out how many of these school shootings are actually police drills. All you have to do is do your research on Sandy Hook, and you'll see how the school was actually closed down since 2007 due to flooding. So if a school was closed down due to flooding, how in the hell was the stage set for one of the most gruesome school shootings of all time? To this day, nobody can explain how Adam Lanza, who weighed 112 pounds, was able to walk into a school with more guns and ammo than Rambo and the Terminator combined, take shots and reload. And take shots and reload again, and that was pretty much it. To this day, nobody can explain how America allowed so-called people who are from the caves in Afghanistan to hijack one of their planes and crash into buildings. And this is the problem with this country. You have too many dumb citizens. You have too many people that take the government's word on face value. And you believe everything that they tell you as though the government would never do anything wrong. You have to be a complete idiot to put something past this government. And this is just talking about the things that we know about every second of every day that you and I have no clue about. But it's to our detriment. So before we get into these articles and these clips, I just want to assure everyone that the phone lines are open as well as the chat room. And, of course, if you would like to verbalize your question or your comment, you're more than welcome to push 1. And when I see that you want to come in, I'll be more than happy to bring you in. Okay? So the first video, rather the first clip that I want to play. Many of you all may not understand the language that he's talking about. This is actually one of my favorite YouTubers. His name is Zachary Hubbard, and he's introduced this knowledge. I mean, it's been around, but he's really, really going into it called gematria and how the enemy codes things using this numerical system. Okay, for example, the daughter of Eric Garner, she just passed today. And it is my fervent belief that based on this code, she was murdered by the numbers. Okay. She 27 years old when she passed. Her name using the system of gematria sums to 27. She died on December 30th, 2017, which is written 12/30/17. If you add all those numbers up, you get 59. The word kill equals 59. Okay, and this is the way that this code continues to go. Anytime you see a significant death being televised, think about all of the people that die on a daily basis. The only deaths that they show you are those that are usually ritualistic, usually a part of some sick scheme in symbology. But there's no way possible that this whole Vegas thing is coincidental. And as you all are about to hear in this clip, you'll be forced to agree. Now, it is a long clip. It's about 10 minutes long. But before we get into that, I just want to lay the groundwork and say, I'm showing you, or rather sharing this with you so that way you can hear it, is because we're going to go through the names of the individuals that have now, you got some people that is on the internet say, oh, these people are not dead, and so on and so forth, or the ones that they admit are dead, they'll say, oh, they just happened to die. But anytime a person dies after witnessing something, because they have a different version of what's being reported on the TV, it's very, very safe to assume foul play. Okay? So, here it is.
Welcome back, Truth Seeker. Before I get into the false flag attack, Las Vegas, Nevada, October 1st, 2017, please download this video and reshare it. I know that YouTube will delete this video in a matter of minutes or hours, and they will delete this channel. Since June, every false flag shooting I have exposed has resulted in the video being terminated and my channel. I've had 7 channels deleted since June. Google is censoring the truth. This truth needs to be out there. I will continue to fight back and upload videos and endure the channels being deleted. But if you guys can download them and share them, it will help get the knowledge out. Also, please go to vid.me, vid.me. That's another website hosting platform. I've been backing up my videos there. So far, they haven't been taken down. So this video should stay up at vidme. I know it will be deleted from YouTube in a matter of very short time. So at this moment, they're saying 58 dead, over 400 injured, and they're saying it's one shooter, a 64-year-old, who was in the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. That's a lot of people to shoot for one man. Kill 58, shoot over 400 more, so somewhere around 500 people. You know, to really do that, it would take more than one person. And what I'm hearing from people on the ground who follow my work is that a lot of people really were shot. So this is a legitimate false flag, meaning real bullets were used, people really were killed, people really were injured. But what needs to be understood is this was carried out by your own police and military. Remember, police, military, these are the most dangerous people around. Trained killers, people who are authoritarians, people who are New World Order agents and mercenaries. That's all you find in the police and military. Anybody who's police or military is a New World Order agent. Just think about it. Look at what these people do. They go and fight wars, killing brown people who are innocent. You know, they lock up people who are addicted to drugs. I mean, These are the worst people in our society. To volunteer for the military or to sign up for the police, you have to be evil. You have to be bankrupt in your heart. So that's why, you know, people within the police and military will kill their own, because they're sociopaths. I mean, you have to be sociopathic to join either of these things. Now look, all of this stuff is coordinated. I'm going to show you how this is synced up with the singer. It was a Jason Aldean country concert when this happened. I'm going to show you how this shooting is synced up with the singer, Jason Aldean, which is not his birth name, and also the governor who's speaking right now, whose birthday was 58 days ago, 5/8, August 5th, and they're now saying 58 dead, the number of Freemasonry. And I'm going to show you how it's synced up with the main sheriff in Vegas so perfectly. So let's start here with Jason Aldean. Jason Aldean, his initials, J is the 10th letter, A is the first, 10-1. This shooting happened late, 10-1, October 1st. And what's funny is yesterday, I just finished the final draft of my first chapter. My book's 23 chapters. I finished a lot of chapters, but the first chapter I've been trying to perfect. And I just finished the first chapter, and the way I closed it out was with the number 101 and 26 and the history of murder by numbers, previewing a chapter that's later in the book. You know, the introductory chapter, it's funny that I finished it yesterday before this shooting happened, talking about this relationship with 101 and 26 and killing and false flags and ritual murder. So it's October 1st, okay? 101. The word assassin in gematria sums to 101. 101 is the 26th prime number. The word kill has gematria of 26, like God, like Mason. And the network of Freemasonry, which controls government, media, police, playing God over the masses, lying to the masses. By the way, the word lie equals 26. And for them to say one shooter, that's an obvious lie. So J.A. on 10/1. By the way, here's the word assassin, gematria of 101, alphabetic order. Mandalay Bay Casino, where supposedly the shooter was shooting from the 32nd floor, 64 years old. Remember, 64 spaces on the chessboard. We'll get to it. But 101 on 10/1, and then you got Jason Aldean going. And look at his birthday, February 28th, 2/28. That's the 59th day of the year. Remember, kill equals 59. 59 is the 17th prime. Here we are in 2017. Kill also has gematria of 17. February 28th, 2/28. That's a lot like 228. The word death, 228. United States of America, 228. We talk about this often. From his birthday to the shooting was 216 days. 216. Number that has to do with time. Also a number that connects to the gematria of concert. Concert equals 666. Just like October, 666. 6 times 6 times 6. Equals 216. Jason Aldean concert gets shot up on the first day of October. Notice October and concert, also perfect matches in gematria. Perfect. October concert shooting. The name Jason Aldean, the way he spells it as a musician, notice his birth name is Jason Aldean with a different spelling, Williams, but for the entertainer name, Jason Aldean with this spelling, which is 33, just like October, just like concert, just like Simpson, OJ released yesterday by the numbers. The county he was released from had gematria of 101, covered it on my blog, released on 10/1. He was arrested in Las Vegas. All of this stuff is ritual. Anyhow, Jason Aldean, 33, Sunday 33. This is ritual magic, the practice of coding numbers and words together from Kabbalah. This is ritual magic. This is old world beliefs. Magic 33, police 33, false flag 33. Just like how when the towers came down on 9/11, people died and it was planned for the New World Order agenda, building the police state. That's what all of this is about, building the police state, taking away your rights and liberties, scaring you from the boogeymen out there. The people who helped do it, the New World Order mercenaries, the police, the military. Imagine if there's no police and military, we can run over the New World Order tomorrow. That's the only line of defense between we the people and the New World Order. The police and military, they are our enemy. If you're police or military, you're our enemy. We need to run over these police and military, then we need to run over the New World Order. You know what I mean? Now look at this. October 1st, the day that leaves 91 days left in the year. This was the, what did they call this? The Route 91 Harvest Festival. That's what this was called. The Route 91 Harvest Festival gets shot up on the day that leaves 91 days left in the year. Remember, 91 is the 13th triangular number. We just saw Hugh Hefner die at age 91 on the Jesuit Order's birthday. Jesuit Order established on a date with 91 numerology. It's because the Jesuit Order is Masonic and Masonry obsessed with 13 and 33. You know, these are their numbers. So now think about this. Again, I've called the false flags. I said, watch out for the weekend of Yom Kippur. Exactly what I said for the last 3 months. I've reminded about a million times. This was the weekend of Yom Kippur that this just happened. I said, remember the weekend of Yom Kippur. There's going to be some major false flags. We got one in Canada. Canada equals 144 like Yom Kippur. We got one in Marseille, France, synced up with Yom Kippur. And now we get one in Vegas, Sin City. If you don't know what Yom Kippur is about, it's the day of judgment. You know, for wrongdoing. Sin City, worst shooting ever, weekend of Yom Kippur. This stuff's not hard to understand when you understand what's going on in the world. When you understand that the New World Order is a Zionist world order. But look at this. The point I wanted to make is, remember I called the May 22nd false flag months before it happened, which was at the Ariana Grande concert. Called the June 3rd false flag at the London Bridge before it happened. Called the June 30th New York City hospital shooting before it happened. All I do is call what's going to happen before it happens because I figured out the code. That's why Google's taken down my work. But look at this. From the Ariana Grande false flag to the October 1st false flag, both concerts, 133 days. Look at this. Las Vegas, Nevada, 133 days later. Just like government. And again, this is the New World Order, the one world government building their agenda. If you don't count the full span, it's 132 days. England equals 132, so does United States.
Praise be to Allah. So the reason why I played that video is so that way people can have an understanding of just how improbable it is that the Las Vegas shooting just was some crazy man that decided to wake up one day and just kill a whole bunch of people. This stuff is planned, and it's planned by a specific code. We have to understand that the Jews, the synagogue of Satan, is who runs this country. And they are Kabbalists. They believe in coding everything by numbers. So this guy, Stephen Paddock, not a coincidence. It happening in Las Vegas, not a coincidence. And these people who we are about to read about, they saw multiple shooters. What they saw in Las Vegas that night contradicted the story, the BS story that the media and the government is trying to feed to us. And as a result of that, they were killed. Remember, we're talking about tying up loose ends. If you are trying to deceive people, you don't want the truth getting out. So you're going to do whatever you can, everything in your power, to make sure that that truth does not get out. And that's exactly what happened here in these cases. Now, before we read up on these individuals who were undoubtedly killed by the numbers, what we want to do is we're going to go on a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to get into these articles.
Just Us Youth Organization is on a mission to help eliminate the term at-risk youth by providing STEM, which means science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and entrepreneurship education through programs that encourage positive social development, increase educational opportunities, and economic security via media outlets. Our innovative TV show, Stay Focused Youth, it's based on youth interviewing STEM professionals and business owners in their work environment. By becoming a youth, adult, or business member of the Just Us Youth Organization, you can receive discounted products and services from 33web.com. Receive free advertising for your business or organization through our many donation options. Sponsor a student e-portfolio that highlights academic achievement and talent and have your logo displayed on their site as a supporter. As a sponsor, you can be interviewed on Stay Focused Youth TV, and you'll receive recognition and logo placement on our website and social media. We also provide a vehicle safety seminar and workshop, along with How to Extend Your Car Life book. If you would like to help our youth stay focused and inspired to become future leaders in the STEM and entrepreneurship field, or if you would like to purchase a How to Extend Your Car Life book, please contact the founder and president, Mr. Jonathan Smith, at 242-423-6539, at 701-639-0190, or email him at jesustv33@gmail.com. Find out how to get involved with a student e-portfolio today. Please visit our website at www.jes-us.org.
Welcome back to the Joshua Generation Speaks. For those that may just now be joining us, we're talking about how the government ties up loose ends. Anytime they perpetuate a false flag operation or a hoax, they monitor the people to see who may have gotten out alive. And if you've gotten out alive and they think that you may talk, they will kill you, or they'll kill someone that you love to send a message to you that you better shut the hell up. But one of the individuals that were killed, it was actually a couple by the name of Dennis and Laura Carver. They survived the Las Vegas shooting, but died 2 weeks later in a car crash in California. So Dennis and Laura Carver were among thousands of people who found themselves caught in the middle of chaos under gunfire as it erupted at the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas on October 1st. The California couple survived the mass shooting unleashed by Stephen Paddock. Okay? Laura Carver wrote on Facebook a few days later that her husband, Dennis, had shielded her during the shooting. Okay? The couple was killed in a car crash on October 16th, which was about 2 weeks, 15 days, about 2 weeks after this whole thing happened. Now, if you think that this is a coincidence, let me just continue to read this, all right? Now, business2community.com, which is a valid website that can be trusted, they said that key witnesses to Las Vegas shooting dying under suspicious circumstances. And they call it a conspiracy theory, but anybody that knows anything about conspiracies, you know that the term conspiracy theory is an oxymoron, because a conspiracy is something that actually exists. It's a clandestine plan, and a theory is something that cannot be proven. So you can't have something that is real, but yet it can't be proven. That doesn't make any damn sense whatsoever. But seven key witnesses suspiciously dying after the horrific mass shooting in Las Vegas, okay? Stephen Paddock was named as a lone gunman by law enforcement. Authorities determined that he was responsible for the killing of 58 people and wounding of hundreds, right? This is my thing. You don't have any video cameras, any video footage of this man carrying these guns up to this room. And camera footage has him in and out of Las Vegas days before this concert and this event even happened. Now, a man who was a security guard by the name of Jesus Campos has been falsely accused of being an accomplice to Pata. Now, this was a false report. It said in the month that followed the incident, staggering 7 witnesses have died in very suspicious circumstances. Whether this series of disturbing deaths and disappearances are purely coincidental or whether there is something deeply sinister afoot has yet to be determined. In cases like these, however, there is no such thing as a coincidence. Remember, every week I go through the definition of what a coincidence is. A coincidence is a series of events that have no connection whatsoever. But if all of these people that have now turned up dead, the last time that they were alive together, whether they knew it or not, they were all at this false flag operation. So clearly there's a connection that can be made. Among the 7 named, 2 died and have been misidentified. A third is, in fact, let me read this right. A third, in fact, was the security guard that we just talked about. Praise be to Allah. So, all of these witnesses with these different accounts are now popping up dead. And as we'll see right here in the clip that I have, they'll name them and they'll explain what their version of what happened is and why they wound up dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is certainly eye-opening if this is true. Now, I'm going to run through some of this with you. A key witness in the Las Vegas shooting massacre has killed himself and his disabled daughter in a horrific murder-suicide shortly after the FBI raided his home. John Bielman was wanted for questioning by federal agents in connection with a communications device discovered in suspected shooter Stephen Paddock's hotel room. Now, investigators searched Bielman's Fairport, New York home the day before he shot his severely disabled daughter and himself, according to sources close to the investigation. Now, agents executed a search warrant and raided Bielman's Williamsburg Drive home the day before he took his daughter, Nicole, into the backyard and shot her and then himself in the back of the head with a 12-gauge shotgun. I don't know. I think it would be awfully hard to shoot yourself in the back of the head. I can see the front of the head, but the back of the head with a 12-gauge? Maybe so. Maybe so. Now, Bielman's 27-year-old daughter, Nicole, had Rett syndrome, which is a rare neurological disorder, and she relied on her parents as she was wheelchair-bound, and she was completely dependent on her parents for care, I should say. Now, according to this report, upon the FBI searching the Mandalay Bay hotel room used by who they refer to here in this article, CIA gunrunner Stephen Paddock, and again, that's possible, a cell phone charger was discovered that had no accompanying phone, with SVR technology experts noting that this type of charger is used to charge a type of thin cell battery. It's a non-rechargeable thin cell battery used in various communication devices by both U.S. Special Forces and CIA forces. Now, the company making this unique lithium battery, this report details, is Ultralife Corporation based in Newark, New York, that specializes in military communication systems for the Pentagon and whose lead engineer for this particular communication systems development was none other than John Bielman, who listed himself as a product design and manufacturing professional, according to this report. So, was this one of the other parties that could have been involved with Stephen Paddock? And did was this military-grade communication thin-cell battery used in military communications devices and CIA communications devices there in the room? This blows this wide open if this is true. Certainly fascinating. Maybe sounds a bit conspiratorial, but folks, I can't help it. I tend to think that this is true. But we don't know. We may never know. That's the thing. Anyway, this is a long read. I'll leave you a link to this. And When it comes to links, please check out the link to my new fiction book, Fortress, A Wayfarer's Story. This is a fascinating read, too, if I say so myself. Now, what does this image say? This is a little bit of text quoted here. Unfortunately, O distinguished hacker, they're a fact of life in the non-cyber world, so Katie comes with me everywhere I go. Who's Katie? She's my Glock. So we have a character with a Glock named Katie. We have a hacker. We have so much more going on in this story, and it relates to so much of what you see and what you don't see going on in the world right now. There's also a link to a free read of Chapter 1, which is called Fake News. Check these out, folks. This is available in Kindle, Kindle Unlimited, and paperback. There's also a link to some music down there as well. Please subscribe to my channel if you haven't done so already. Please give this video a thumbs up. Please share it if you feel so led. And most of all, folks, do not be given over to the spirit of fear, but instead of the power of love.
Welcome back, Truth Seeker. October 4th, 2017. Just turned on CNN and caught this just in time. Listen to this stat about Stephen Paddock, who supposedly bought 33 new weapons between September of 2016 and October of this year, 2017. Before we listen to him say 33, their favorite number in these false flags, remember, in the language of Gematria, false flag equals 33. October is the only month that sums to 33. The name Jason Aldean, which is not his birth name, equals 33. And so does the name Stephen, the first name of the shooter. By the way, his girlfriend on the screen, supposedly with the face blurred out, her name sums to 101 in Gematria, like assassin, like Mandalay Bay Hotel. And think about the date of the shooting, 10/1, like 101. And of course, the singer, Jason Aldean, his initials, J, the 10th letter, A, the first, 10/1, like the date, 10th month, first day. Remember, Jason alone equals 59. Just like Kill, he's born on the 59th day of the year, and they're saying 59 dead. Also, the gematria of the song he was singing, which has lyrics about lay low, that song that was singing when the shooting began, also gematria 59. This is all a planned spectacle by your government. This is another false flag ritual with all of the typical numbers reported. Now listen, listen to the 33. Guns. Here we go.
Now, since she was his live-in girlfriend, Mary Lou Denley may well be able to tell investigators about Stephen Paddock's accumulation of weapons. An ATF spokesperson tells CNN tonight that he purchased 33 firearms, mostly rifles, between October 2016 and September of 2017. Law enforcement officials tell CNN that he accumulated weapons for more than 20 years, Wolf. So the girlfriend, a live-in girlfriend, may well have some information on that.
You know, I don't know how people do not wake up to what's really going on in this nation. They put the same numbers before our eyes again and again. They've been saying that this shooting lasted 9 to 11 minutes, like 911. Remember September 11th, 911? Let's not forget that 33 years before 2001, in 1968, 911 was made the national emergency dialing code, World Trade Center construction began, and George W. Bush graduated from Yale and Skull and Bones. Alumni of that are known as Bonesmen. Bonesmen has gematria of 33, just like George W. Bush's birth numerology, born July 6, 1946, 7 plus 6 plus 1 plus 9 plus 4 plus 6 equals 33, masonry also 33, secrecy 33, police 33, order 33. This is how the order is maintained, one false flag at a time, always with the same numbers. So truth seekers, we got to get the word out, we got to wake the people up, we got to end this police state they are building, now and not later. Till next time.
Las Vegas student witness who identified multiple shooters found dead, her name was Kimberly Showamel, suddenly died after giving statement exposing multiple gunmen. Now, she was 28 years old, and just after the shooting, which she survived, She actually made a Facebook post that, as you might imagine, has since been taken down. She said, "We were rounding some sort of corner, and I looked to the right, and I saw this large cowboy sitting down with his legs spread, holding a blood-soaked woman. I thought to myself, we need to hide. But as I looked quickly from somewhere for somewhere to go, the gunfire once again getting closer and closer. We couldn't hide because they, and I do mean they," she put the word "they" in all capital letters, "were chasing us. I kept looking back expecting to see the gunmen, and I say men because there was more than one person. There was more than one gun firing, 100% more than one." Now, this is somebody who was actually there. You know what I'm saying? This isn't what somebody heard on Periscope. This isn't what somebody heard. She wrote this on Facebook. Now, remember, the official story, as they always say, is, oh, this lone gunman. Because, you know, obviously white men are just super, super amazing. You know, they can get a couple of guns and kill multiple people, and they don't need anybody's help. But this woman is busting that up. She also stated that what was being reported by the mainstream news network didn't match the events that actually took place, saying, "Been watching the news nonstop since I arrived back home to my family, and it just doesn't make sense. The story that they are feeding everyone doesn't add up to our eyewitness accounts. There is something wrong with what they are saying, and the evidence seems fake. If you ask me, there are multiple people stating that there was a lady towards the beginning of the evening who had made her way up to the stage warning people that we were all going to die. Her and her boyfriend were escorted off of the premises. Why has she not been mentioned by authorities? Every single survivor I have talked to also remembers multiple shooters, and at least one of them from the ground. Why aren't we being taken more seriously? Tons of things don't add up." And now it shows how they're showing the image of this Facebook post no longer available. So they took it down, but luckily somebody was able to screenshot it. She was found just after 8:30 a.m. when she arrived to care for her grandmother, Julie Norton. Now, Julie Norton is the victim's grandmother. Just after 8:30 a.m. when she arrived to care for her 3-year-old great-granddaughter, Scarlett. She believes that her granddaughter may have died in her sleep. Now, that's a pretty convenient time to die in your sleep after you have been exposing the government's lies and whatnot. So pretty much it should let us know how this enemy ties up loose ends. They don't want anybody getting the truth out, and if you look like you're going to expose them or you start exposing them, they'll kill you before enough people start to listen to you. But I'm of the mindset that we can't allow these people's deaths to be in vain. You know, these people died because they were trying to get truth out. These people died because they knew something and the government doesn't want it to get out. Now, we're coming up on just under a half hour before the show is over with. Just a reminder, the chat room is open as well as the phone lines. And if you have a question that you would like to ask, all you have to do is push one, and I'll be more than happy to bring you in so that way I can hear from you. At this time, we're just going to go on a quick break. And when I get back, we'll start getting into the Flint victims that have died in connection with the Flint, Michigan water crisis, which is still going on.
Peace and blessings, family. My name is Pamela Muhammad, and this is the Initiative Radio Network. Our program lineup is as follows. On Sundays at 3 p.m., we have Remnant Peculiar Israelites, hosted by Sister Shamika. On Mondays at 8 p.m., we have Keeping It Live Radio, hosted by Sister Phyllis. On Tuesdays at 8 p.m., we have the Aunt Canary Experience, hosted by Brother Anthony. On Wednesdays at 8 p.m., we have Who Did It To You Roundtable Discussion with yours truly, Pamela Muhammad, Brother Dr. James Jones, and moderated by Brother Maurice Muhammad. On Thursdays at 8 p.m., we have Global Outreach, hosted by Sister Rhonda Michelle. And on Fridays at 9 p.m., we have Just Us Creating Economic Self-Sufficiency, hosted by Brother John. We believe at the Initiative Radio Network that we must create an environment where we can do for self and go to war against anybody who comes against what we decide to build. Trust and believe. We love you, Black people, and we are giving our lives to make you free. Truth has come to you.
Dr. James Jones III is a graduate of The Ohio State University. He has earned graduate degrees in African American Studies and History. Dr. Jones has produced the following books: Creating Revolution as They Advance, A Narrative History of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. These writings examine the historical context that facilitated the demise of the Civil Rights Movement's patience and the ascension of a much bolder and less patient mid-60s Black Power politics. Manhood, Race, and Culture, Volumes 1 and 2, contains 66 essays that cover national events that occurred within the African-American community. Oh, Bruni, An African-American Odyssey Home, is an ethnographic study that follows an African-American to Africa, his ancestral homeland. Foolish Floyd, The Life and Times of an African American, follows an individual who emanates from a rich tradition of contrarians. You can purchase the writings of Dr. Jones at Amazon.com, also available on Kindle. Dr. Jones is also our network resident doctor and can be heard every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the Initiative Radio Network. Please visit his website at manhoodraceandculture.com.
Okay, two people connected to Flint water crisis found dead in 3 days. A friend found Matthew McFarland, a foreman at Flint's water treatment plant, dead in his Otter Lake home on April 16, 2016. Just 3 years later, Sasha Bell, one of the first people to file a lawsuit over the city's contaminated water, was shot and killed in a double murder. The day after 19-year-old Bell's death, the Michigan Attorney General's office announced the first criminal charges against government officials for water crisis. Now, the police, of course, are saying there's no connection between the deaths and the timing is coincidental. Notice all the time they use that word coincidence. Over and over and over and over again. And that, my friend, is not a coincidence. Because the reason why they can use that word and get away with it is because they know that the average person is not going to investigate. The average person is not going to research. The average person doesn't want to trouble themselves to get to the bottom of it. But how in the hell is a woman who filed the first lawsuit against these devils, she wound up dead soon thereafter? That is not a coincidence whatsoever. Okay? In one of the first lawsuits over Flint's contaminated water, Bell claimed her child had been poisoned. Police said she was slain along with another woman, Sequoia Renee Reed, by Bell's ex-boyfriend Malik Emmanuel Thornton. An unarmed child was found in the home and is now in the care of other family members, police say. So they gonna kill these people and then pin it on the Black man. There had been an ongoing feud between them prior to the homicide. Now, this is another narrative that they like to use, domestic violence. Remember, in the case of, what's her face? Jennifer Hudson, when her family was slain, which actually was a sacrifice, an Illuminati sacrifice, for her to get rich and powerful and so on and so forth, they said that the man who did it, they had a history of fighting with Jennifer Hudson's sister, right? And then we know for a fact that a black judge was killed just before he was possibly about to appeal the man's sentence, because obviously that young man didn't do it. Yes, he had a criminal past, but he wasn't a violent criminal, so there was no indication that he would just up and snap and kill three or four innocent people. And this is the same narrative that we're seeing at play here. Thornton was 18 years old, had been charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder. There are no other suspects in the shooting. So when black people kill somebody, there's no way they can have help. You know, they can do it on their own. But then, you know, when these white boys kill somebody, it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Now, McFarland was 43. He worked for the city of Flint for 18 years, died suddenly, according to his obituary. His cause of death has not been released, but police say foul play is not suspected. So let me get this right. So this man just dropped dead, and for no apparent reason, he just dropped dead. You know, you really have to be, you really have to be a sheeple to not see through this madness. You really have to be intellectually brain dead to not know what's going on. You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what your beliefs are. There's something called critical thinking that really needs to be applied. So I thank everybody for tuning in. It's been an excellent show. I don't see any questions in the comment section, nor has anyone pressed 1. But I definitely want to thank everybody for listening. And same time, same station next weekend. 7:30. Haven't really decided what the topic will be just yet, but as soon as I have that information, I'm going to post it, and you guys can get ready for another great installment, Joshua Generation Speaks. May Allah bless you all to have a wonderful weekend and an even better week, and I will see you all next week, same time, same station.